正道的主题是你们明显是基督的信。
The sermon topic is you show that you are a letter from Christ。
我哋当中亦都有
弟兄姊妹、慕道朋友，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends。
你一齐嘅同心祷告。
Let us pray。
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you。
感谢你，让我哋喺今天嘅主日早上能够嚟到主你嘅殿，嚟到去赞美敬拜。
Thank you. On this Sunday morning, we can come to God's temple to worship and praise you.
天父上帝，你唔单止藉着主耶稣基督嘅十字架上面所成就嘅救恩，将我哋从罪恶过犯当中拯救过嚟。
Heavenly Father, not only you through Lord Jesus Christ on the cross to save us from our sins and transgressions.
你仲留下你自己宝贵嘅话语。
You have also given us your precious word.
以致让我哋能够常常得着提醒。得着教导，得着督责。
So that we may be constantly be reminded, be taught.
天父上帝，求你再一次藉着主耶稣基督的宝血，你去洁净涂抹我哋一切罪孽过犯同埋罪恶。
Heavenly Father, once again, we ask for the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse our sins and transgressions.
让我哋无拦阻嘅嚟到去亲近朝见你。
So that we can draw near to you and worship you without any hindrances.
也都求真理的圣灵，也都去引导我们进入真理的当中。
May the spirit of the truth guide us to enter into the truth.
让我们无论是听的、讲的，都能够同得造就。
So that both who speak and both listen can be built up together.
我们这样祷告感谢交托是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer of thanksgiving in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
承接在上次的正道，因耶稣基督而有的香气，这个的主题。
In continuing my last sermon, the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
记得保罗用了罗马将军在打胜仗、凯旋归来的游行那个的意象。
Remember that Paul used the image of a parade as a Roman general returning from a victorious battle.
而在游行的进程的当中呢?
However, during the process of the parade,
他们要向神明来到烧香的。
They need to burn incense to the gods.
这些的香气是弥漫游行的队伍和在旁边看热闹的人。
And the aroma diffused around people who were marching and those nearby who were watching.
保罗藉此来到去寓意在基督里作传道所散发出来的香气。
By this, Paul implied the fragrance of preaching in Christ and the fruit.
那个香气就是基督的福音。
And the fragrance is the gospel of Christ.
在罗马书十章十三到十五节这里提到。
In Romans chapter 10, verse 13 to 15, it is written,
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢?
How then can they call on the one they have not believed in?
未曾听见他，怎能信他呢?
And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard?
没有传道，怎样能听见呢?
And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢?
And how can anyone preach unless they are sent?
如经上所记，报福音、传喜讯的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
如果信徒的生命能够见证基督福音的大能。
If a believer's life can testify to the mighty power of the gospel of Christ,
以生命影响生命。
To influence other lives with his life,
进而的让人有机会去听信福音。
And then let people have the opportunity to hear and believe the gospel.
这个是信徒藉着基督所散发的香气。
This is the fragrance a believer exudes through Christ.
而且亦都因着神的怜悯。
also by the mercy of God.
让我们能够在神拯救人灵魂的事工上有份。
We can take part in the ministry that saving men's souls.
这样我们必蒙神的悦纳。
Then surely we will be acceptable by God.
正如保罗在哥林多前书一章十八节提到。
Just as Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18.
因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
在我们得救的人，却为神的大能。
But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
这个世界上只有两种的人。
In this world, there are only two kinds of people.
一种就是接受福音。
One is the kind who accept the gospel.
以致得救的人。
And are being saved.
另一种是拒绝福音。
The other is the kind who rejects the gospel.
以致灭亡的人。
And are perishing.
就好比保罗所用罗马将军凯旋归来那个游行的意象。
Just like the analogy that Paul used with the triumphal procession of the Roman general while returning home.
烧香所发的香气对于得胜的一方是活的香气。
The aroma of burning incense is the fragrance of life to the winning party.
对于战败的一方是死的香气。
To the defeated party is the smell of death.
同样的。
In the same way.
基督的福音对于得救的人。
The gospel of Christ to those who are being saved.
是活的香气。
Is the fragrance of life.
对于灭亡的人是死的香气。
And the smell of death to those who are perishing.
保罗对于假教师、假使徒藉着唆摆哥林多教会。
For as for forcing teachers and false apostles, through abetting the Corinthian church,
不单止攻击保罗属灵的权柄，
not only they try to attack Paul's spiritual authority,
他们并且肆意地去篡改真理，
they also willfully tampered with the truth,
企图传别的福音。
Attempted to preach other gospels,
以致混乱哥林多信徒当初从保罗而来的教导。
So as to corrupt the teaching that the Corinthian believers originally had received from Paul.
这些假教师、假使徒。
These false teachers and false apostles.
为了一己的私欲。
For their own selfish desires.
而混乱神的道。
They peddle the word of God.
正如保罗在哥林多后书的二章十七节呢度提到
，Just as Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17，
我们不像那许多人为利混乱神的道。
Unlike so many, we did not peddle the word of God for profit。
咁所以假使徒所作嘅种种都令保罗系心感不安。
So、therefore, all the things that the false apostles did had deeply disturbed Paul。
所以保罗在哥林多的后书
So in the book of 2 Corinthians
用了相当多的篇幅去为他作使徒的权柄来去辩护。
Paul had written quite a lengthy text to defend his authority as an apostle，
而且更加驳斥假使徒的言论。
And also directly disproved the false apostle's speech。
让我们同心同声读出今天主日早上其中一段的正道的经文，就是记载在哥林多后书的三章一到三节。
In one heart and one voice, let's read out some passages of today's sermon scriptures. That is the 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1 to 3.
哥林多后书三章一到三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1 to 3。
我们岂是又举荐自己么？岂像别人用人的荐信给你们，或用你们的荐信给人么？你们就是我们的荐信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道、所念重的。你们明显是基督的信，藉着我们修成的，不是用墨写成的，乃是用永生神的灵写的。 不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
Are we beginning to commend ourselves again, or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everybody. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts.
點解保羅會提起呢啲推薦信嘅問題呢？
Why did Paul bring up the issue of letters of recommendation?
可能因為當保羅造訪哥林多教會嘅時候，
Perhaps, because when Paul visited the Corinthian church,
佢未能夠出示佢嘅推薦信。
He did not bring any letters of recommendation.
所以成為攻擊佢嘅人嘅一個嘅把柄。
So he became a leverage to those who attacked him.
其實保羅唔係反對呢啲嘅推薦信。
Actually, Paul was not against letters of recommendation.
因為保羅亦都係曾經有寫俾教會嘅書信當中有提到佢推薦其他人。
Because Paul also recommended other people in his letters to churches.
例如佢推薦菲比啦。他推薦提摩太。
For example, he recommended Phoebe and recommended Timothy.
你們可以在羅馬書的16章和哥林多前書的16章可以看到的。
You can read from the book of Romans chapter 16 verse 1 and the 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 10 to 11.
但保羅的情況是有不同。
But Paul's situation is different.
因為保羅是創立哥林多教會的使徒。
Because Paul is the apostle who founded the church in Corinth.
如果要保羅提交推薦信的話，
So if we ask Paul to submit letters of recommendation,
未免有一些荒謬。
It would be ridiculous.
所以在哥林多後書的三章一節，保羅講到：我們豈是又舉薦自己麼？岂像別人用人的箭信給你們，或用你們的箭信給人麼？
So in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1, it says, Are we beginning to commend ourselves again, or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendation to you or from you?
保羅覺得哥林多教會要求保羅出示推薦信是匪夷所思。
Paul found it unbelievable that the Corinthian church would ask Paul for a letter of recommendation.
當初保羅引領哥林多的人蒙恩歸主。
At the beginning, Paul had led the Corinthians to receive the grace of salvation.
並且為他們來到成立教會。
And establish church for them.
而且保羅在當地有一年半的時間。
And Paul had spent a year and a half
以神的話來去教訓他們，栽培他們。
Teaching them the word of God and cultivating their spiritual life.
讓他們生命能夠得以成長。
So that they can be growth in their spiritual lives.
如今竟然要求保羅出示推薦信。
Now they have unexpectedly asked Paul to produce a letter of recommendation.
難道他們真的不認識保羅嗎？
Do they not really know Paul?
大概哥林多的教会是受这些假教师的唆拜。
Perhaps the Corinthians were abetted by the false teachers.
对保罗刻意的来到抹黑。
So they deliberately smeared Paul.
进而对保罗的为人和属灵的权柄提出疑问。
Further, they raise questions again Paul's character and spiritual authority.
所以正如保罗在哥林多后书一章十二节所讲。
So just as Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12.
我们所夸的是自己的良心。
Now this is our boast, our conscience.
见证我们凭着神圣洁和诚实。
Our conscience testifies that we have conducted ourselves in the world.
在世為人不靠人的聰明。
And especially in our relation to you with integrity and godly sincerity.
賴靠神的恩惠向你們更是這樣。
We have done so relying not on worldly wisdom.
所以保罗在哥林多后书三章第一节所提的问题呢
？Therefore, the question Paul asked in the Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1，
其实是一个否定的意思在里面。
Actually, has a meaning of negation。
与此同时呢
？At the same time，
保罗亦都系反讽呢啲嘅假教师。
Paul also talked back to these false teachers with irony。
喺临后嘅三章一节，你都讲到咧。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1, it says，
保罗唔单止拒绝哥林多教会所要求嘅推荐信。
Paul not only refused the letter of recommendation requested by the Corinthian church，
他当中都 用到欺障别人。
He even used the expression of lie some people，
去揶揄这些假教师用推荐信去取得哥林多教会的信任。
To ridicule these false teachers for using letters of recommendation to gain the trust of Corinthian church。
当呢啲人入到教会之后咧
，when they penetrate into the church，
佢哋会搞分化，会拆毁教会。
They would divide and destroy the church，
并且会图谋一己嘅私利。
And they would seek their personal profits。
通常呢啲假教师只会喺教会逗留一段嘅时间。
Usually these false teachers would only stay in church for a little while。
趁佢哋仲未被人发现佢哋诡诈嘅真面目之前呢
？Before being discovered their true color of deceitfulness，
佢哋就会转去其他嘅教会。
They would move to other churches。
佢哋亦都有可能喺离开之前呢
？Maybe before they leaving。
佢哋会要求哥林多教会为佢哋邮写呢啲嘅推荐信。
They would ask the Corinthian church to write for them letters of recommendation。
就好似保罗所讲啦
，Just like Paul says，
或用你们的荐信给人
，letters of recommendation from you，
以致日后佢哋又容易取得其他教会嘅信任同埋接纳
，so that they could be easily trusted and accepted by other churches。
假教师嘅充斥咧。
The prevalence of false teachers
不单止在昔日的教会来到出现
did not only appear in the churches of the past，
现今的教会也都存在不少这样的人。
There also exist many this kind of people in the church of present time。
我们当然是要很小心。
Therefore, we ought to be very careful。
在哥林多后书的三章二节这里讲到，
In the Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2 it says，
你们就是我们的荐信，写在我们的心里。
You yourself are our letter written on our hearts，
被众人所知道所念重的，
known and read by everybody。
哥林多教会是保罗所记挂的，所疼爱的。
The church in Corinth was missed and loved by Paul。
记得在上一次正道提到，
I remember I mentioned in the last sermon，
当保罗在特罗亚的时候
，When Paul was in Troas，
主耶稣为他开了福音的门
，Lord Jesus opened the door of gospel for him。
但是因为他要听取提多对哥林多教会就着保罗所写给他们的书信的回应呢
？But because he wanted to hear what Titus was going to tell of the feedback from the church in Corinth。In response to Paul's letters to them，
以致辞别了特罗亚。
So he left Troas，
他去了马其顿来等候提多的回报。
He went to Macedonia to wait for Titus' report。
由此可知，保罗是极之关爱哥林多教会。
From this we can tell that Paul really cared about church in Corinth。
保罗说哥林多教会就是他的荐信。
Paul said the church in Corinth is his letter of recommendation。
昔日的哥林多
，Corinth in former days，
是一个非常繁荣的城市
，was a very prosperous city。
但系同时间亦都系一个道德败坏同埋醉酒放荡嘅地方。
And at the same time, it was also a place of moral corruption, drunkenness, and debauchery。
当保罗喺第二次宣教嘅旅程嚟到哥林多城。
On his second missionary journey, Paul came to the city of Corinth.
引领了很多哥林多人蒙恩归主。
He had led many Corinthians converted to the Lord.
而且接受洗礼。
And received baptism.
因为主耶稣基督与保罗来到同在。
Because Lord Jesus with Paul, was with Paul.
使徒行传的十八章九到十节这里讲到。
In the book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 9 to 10.
夜间主在异象中对保罗说：不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。
One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent.
有我与你同在，必没有人下手害你。
For I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you.
因为在这城里，我有许多的百姓。
Because I have many people in this city.
在保罗在哥林多成立教会。
Paul established churches in Corinth.
哥林多信徒生命上的改变
，The life change of the Corinthian believers，
见证了保罗传道事工的真实性和有效性
，Had testified the truthfulness and effectiveness of Paul's preaching ministry。
因为咁嘅缘故咧
，For this reason，
哥林多教会就成为保罗一封活嘅简讯
，The Corinthian church became a living letter of recommendation for Paul，
以致保罗存喺心里边。
Which he kept in his heart,
珍而重之
cherished and valued.
并且这封信都是可以让众人都可以阅读的
and allow everyone to read this letter.
然而，箭信究竟是边个写的呢
However, who is the author of this letter of recommendation?
哥林多后书的三章三节这里讲到。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, it says this.
你们明显是基督的信，藉着我们修成的。
You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry.
不是用墨写的。
Written not with ink.
乃是用永生神的灵写的。
But with the spirit of the living God.
不是石写在石板上。
Not on tablets of stone.
乃是写在心板上。
But on tablets of human hearts.
箭信乃是耶稣基督所写。
The letter of recommendation was written by Jesus Christ.
因为只有基督才能够拯救洁净。
Because only Christ can save and sanctify.
而且更藉着他忠心的使徒。
Moreover, through his faithful apostles,
咁你要知道係保罗咧，将主嘅话诚诚实实嘅嚟到宣讲出嚟。
Referring to Paul here, honestly proclaiming the words, the Lord's word.
让人嘅心转向神。
Let man's heart be turned to God.
而且生命得以更新而变化。
And life could be renewed and transformed.
箭信嘅作者系基督。
The author of the letter of recommendation is Christ.
透过圣灵大能的工作
Through the mighty power of the Holy Spirit.
而不是透过笔墨
Not through pen and ink.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的一章五节这里讲到
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5 says this.
因为我们的福音传到你们那里
Because our gospel came to you.
不独在乎言语
，not simply with words，
也在乎权能和圣灵
，but also with power with the Holy Spirit，
并充足的信心
，and deep conviction。
喺哥林多前书二章四到五节，亦都提到同一样嘅事情。
In the First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4 to 5, the same thing is mentioned。
我说的话，讲的道
，my message and my preaching，
不是用智慧委婉嘅言语。
We're not with wise and persuasive words.
乃是用圣灵和大能的明证
But with a demonstration of the Spirit's power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能
So that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power.
保罗所要带出的呢
What Paul was trying to bring out is this.
他所宣讲的乃是神的话
What he preached is the word of God.
不是人的道理智慧
Not human doctrine or wisdom.
乃是圣灵大能的工作
But the powerful word of the Holy Spirit.
让人的心得以更新变化
so that man's heart can be renewed and transformed.
并且蒙拯救同埋洁净。
And man can be saved and sanctified.
一封活嘅信系基督透过圣灵而作成。
A living letter is written by Christ through the Holy Spirit.
并藉着使徒执行嚟到完成。
And carry out to completion by the apostles.
保罗喺哥林多后书三章三节嘅下半节。更用了一个对比。
Paul uses a comparison in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3b.
不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts.
在旧约出埃及记。
In the Old Testament, the book of Exodus.
神在西乃山颁布了十诫。
God issued the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai.
并且神用指头亲自写咗喺石板上。
God wrote the words on stone tablets by his own fingers.
让摩西嚟到带俾以色列人。
He led Moses to bring them to the Israelites.
并且成为以色列人所要遵行嘅律法。
To become the law that Israelites to follow and obey.
但嚟到新约。
But in the New Testament time.
仍然系同样嘅律法。
Still the same Lord,
但藉着主耶稣基督赦罪嘅救恩
，but through the sin forgiving salvation of Lord Jesus Christ，
呢啲嘅律法写咗喺人嘅心板上边。
This law are written on the tablets of men's hearts。
耶利米书三十一章三十三节呢度讲到
，In Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 33，
耶和华说：那些日子以后。
After that time,
我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样。
Declare the Lord, this is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel.
我要将我的律法放在他们里边。
I will put my law in their minds.
写在他们心上。
And write it on their hearts.
我要作他们的神，他们要作我的子民。
I will be their God, and they will be my people.
同樣嘅以西結書嘅十一章十九節亦都提到。
In Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 19, a reference made on the same thing.
我要使他們有合一的心。
I will give them an undivided heart.
也要將新靈放在他們裏邊。
And put a new spirit in them.
又從他們肉體中除掉石心。
I will remove from them their heart of stone.
赐给他们肉心。
And give them a heart of flesh.
在以西结书十一章二十节继续提到，使他们顺从我的律例。
In Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 20 continues says, Then they will follow my decrees.
谨守遵行我的典章。
And be careful to keep my laws.
他们要作我的子民。
They will be my people.
我要作他们的神。
And I will be their God.
以西结书三十六章嘅二十六节同二十七节亦都讲到身心同埋心灵。
Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26 and 27 further talks about a new heart and a new spirit.
我要赐给你们一个身心，将心灵放在你们里边。
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you.
又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
我必将我的灵放在你们里边。
And I will put my spirit in you.
使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
And move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
在旧约。
In the Old Testament,
神在西乃山将律法写在石板上。
God wrote the law on tablets of stone at Mount Sinai.
在新约，神藉着主耶稣基督赦罪的救恩。
In the New Testament, through the sin forgiving salvation of Lord Jesus Christ,
将律法写在人的心板上。
God wrote the law on the tablets of human hearts.
那是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
因为旧约嘅十诫
，because the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament
主要分成两个部分
are mainly divided into two parts.
头半部是人和神的关系。
The first half is about the relationship between man and God.
后半部是人和人的关系。
The second half is about human relationships.
在新约，在马可福音十二章三十和三十一节。
In the New Testament, the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 30 to 31.
可以将十诫系归纳成两个嘅部分。
The Ten Commandments could be summarized into two parts.
三十节讲到，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
In verse 30, it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength."
在三十一节呢度讲到，其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
Verse 31, it says, "The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this."
律法本应系只是叫人知罪。
The law is supposed to merely make people aware of sin.
律法不能够拯救人离开罪恶。
Law cannot save people to leave sins.
而人的出路在主耶稣基督的身上边。
Well, the way out for people rests on the Lord Jesus Christ.
当信徒得救之后呢？
After believers are converted and being saved,
圣灵内住在我们的生命里头。
The Holy Spirit indwells within our lives.
圣灵将律法写在我们的心里面。
The Holy Spirit writes the law in our hearts.
并且赐给我们力量来去遵守。
And empower us to obey the law.
换句话说呢？
In another word,
因着圣灵的能力。
Because of the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够遵守过往天然人所不能够遵守的律法。
We can keep the law that we were unable to keep as a natural person.
所以在罗马书八章三到四节提到。
So in Romans chapter 8 verse 3.
同埋第四节。
And verse 4.
律法既因肉体的软弱有所不能行的。
For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh.
神就差自己的儿子成为罪身的形状。
God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
作了赎罪祭。
To be a sin offering.
在肉体中定了罪案。
And so he condemned sin in the flesh.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
In order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
跟住嚟，我哋睇喺哥林多后书嘅三章四到五节。
Next, let's look at Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4 to 5.
我们因基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心。
Such confidence as this is ours through Christ before God.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事。
Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves.
我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
But our competence comes from God.
保罗知道一切的信心能力的源头是来自基督。
Paul knew that the source of all faith and power comes from Christ.
来自神。
And from God.
保罗将自己比作一个嘅瓦器。
Paul likened himself to a jar of clay.
为神传扬福音嘅工具。
A tool for God to preach the gospel.
所以喺哥林多后书四章七节呢度提到。
So he mentioned in the Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神。
To show that this all-surpassing power is from God.
不是出于我们。
And not from us.
因着保罗在神面前的谦卑。
Because Paul was humble himself before God.
知道唯有在基督的里面。
He knew that only in Christ.
才能够有信心，有能力。
Could he have the confidence and power?
去继续的传扬主耶稣基督并他钉十字架荣耀的福音。
to continue preaching the glorious gospel of Lord Jesus and Him crucified.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
保罗讲到哥林多教会是明显基督的信。
Paul referred the church in Corinth as the letter that shows Christ.
一封活的信。
A living letter.
咁我哋以勒家弟兄姊妹属灵嘅生命嘅光景呢？
Then how is that our spiritual situation in general fellowship?
又系咪配得过基督为我哋写推荐信呢？
Are we worthy that we are leaving recommendation letter of recommendation for Christ?
保罗曾经讲过神嘅儿女。
Paul has said this, children of God.
在这个弯曲背谋的世代当中，
In this crooked and robbed generation,
应该好像明光照耀，
should be line, to be shine like a morning star,
将生命的道表明出来，
and to manifest the word of life.
另一个的问题呢？
Another question.
深信每一个神的儿女。
I deeply believe that every children of God
都好希望自己能够成为基督的香气。
We hope that we can become fragrance of Christ.
以致能够在神拯救人灵魂的计划的事工上有份。
So that we can take part in the ministry that God save man's souls.
咁当我哋作神嘅事工嘅时候，
But when we carry out God's ministry.
咁我哋系咪依靠自己嘅能力同埋才智咧
？Do we rely on our wisdom and our ability？
还系我哋依靠嗰位为我哋信心创始成终嘅耶稣基督
？Or we rely on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith，
去承担呢个天国嘅事工
？To undertake this Ministry of Heavenly Kingdom.
在这个邪恶的世代的当中，
In this evil generation,
很多人活得很痛苦，
Many people live a painful life.
活得很无指望，
Are hopeless.
因为他们没有神，
Because they do not have God.
只有耶稣基督荣耀赦罪的福音，
Only the gloriousSin forgiving gospel of Lord Jesus Christ，
先至能够将佢哋从撒旦黑暗嘅权势
，can save them from the dark dominion of Satan，
迁到佢爱子光明嘅国度里头
，to enter into the bright kingdom of His Son，
让我哋都能够成为神手中。合用贵重圣洁的器皿。
Let us become precious and holy vessel of Lord.
去传扬主耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
To preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
而我哋唔系靠自己嘅能力。
And we are not rely on our own strength.
我哋所依靠嘅就系我哋嘅灵磐石，因主耶稣基督。
What we rely on is the spiritual rock, Jesus Christ.
因为他是我们患难艰难当中随时的帮助。
Because he is the ever-present help in our hardship and difficulties.
让我们一同的起立，一同的唱回应诗，坚固磐石。
And please then let's sing responding hymn, the solid rock.
心所望别无根基，唯有救主流血公义。随慈爱去空无怕，我独救主耶稣性命。立在基督磐石坚固，披于根基。沙土，其余 根基全是沙土，有时黑暗遮满我面，耶稣恩典永无改变。大风巨浪我亦不怕，人望如浪海底咆哮，立在基督磐石坚固，基于根基全是沙土，基于根基全是沙土。如流宝血立似神约，应许救我辅助软弱，良朋密友谁都愿你，我靠救主安慰到底。立在基督磐石坚固，基于根基全是沙土，基于根基全是沙土。每日听见普通声音，与主相遇永远相衬，全上救主说白血光，洁白无瑕烫受荣耀。立在基督磐石坚固，基于根基全是沙土，基于根基全是沙土。
我哋同心一祷告。
Let us pray。
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you。
感谢你藉着主耶稣基督喺十字架上边所成就嘅赦罪嘅救恩。
Thank you, for Lord Jesus Christ, the sin forgiving, salvation accomplished on the cross。
将我哋从罪过犯中拯救过嚟。
You save us from our sins and transgressions。
天父啊，求你嚟到去帮助我哋。
Heavenly Father, may you help us。
让我哋喺我哋嘅生命嘅当中。
So that in our life,
我哋能够有见证。
We can bear testimony。
以致我哋嘅行事为人与我哋蒙召嘅恩相称。
So that, the way we conduct ourselves is worthy of the calling we received。
好让我哋配得主耶稣基督为我哋写荐信。
So that we are worthy of Lord Jesus Christ to write a letter of recommendation for us。
去向世人证明主你恩惠嘅福音嘅大能。
So that we can, demonstrate the mighty power of your salvation。
天父啊，求你都会帮助我哋每立以立家嘅每一个嘅肢体。
Heavenly Father, may you help each and every one of, people of Jero Fellowship。
亦都让我哋喺我哋啊余下嘅人生。
In the rest of our life。
我哋真系好似保罗所讲嘅，不知道别的。
We just like what Paul says. We know nothing。
只宣扬主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Just Jesus Christ and Him crucified。
让世人都能够好似我哋一样蒙恩得救。
So that people in the world, can receive salvation just like us。
而我哋唔系靠我哋自己嘅能力才干嚟到去宣扬主嘅福音。
And we do not rely our own strength to proclaim God's gospel。
但系我哋靠着爱我哋嘅恩主耶稣基督。
We trust our gracious Lord Jesus Christ who loves us。
天父求你都去帮助我哋。
Heavenly Father, may you help us。
感谢你垂听我哋嘅祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers。
我哋嘅祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督嘅名。阿门。